So how can we, even if we wish, to release all living beings permanently from the chains of non-virtue, how can we do that? We have no power. We have no power. We are powerless. So our compassionate heart pushes us. I need the inner light of wisdom. I need omniscient wisdom. I need omniscient wisdom. The inner light of wisdom, permanently free from all mistaken appearance. Then I can touch the hearts of each and every living being every day. You know, when living beings receive blessings, they want to engage in virtue. You know, when we have virtuous thoughts, these virtuous intentions are coming through Buddha's blessings. So when we develop enlightenment, we will have this power. So our compassion, the sincere wish to release all living beings from these chains. You know, in my mind's eye, it almost feels like you can see everyone, their chains being released, and their suffering and problems ceasing. So how will we do that? Through the inner light of wisdom that is enlightenment. The mind that realizes emptiness directly. Eventually, our very subtle mind realizing emptiness directly. I need enlightenment. So our compassion pushes us to generate the wish to attain enlightenment, to realize emptiness, the true nature of things directly. This wish is the supreme good heart of bodhicitta. It's our compassion that will push us to realize emptiness because we cannot bear the suffering of others. You know, when we attain enlightenment, we can appear as anything. Geshe-la tells us we can appear as people, animals, we can appear as rain, as mountains, as boats, as money, as food. In particular, we can appear as spiritual teachers, pervading the world, teaching living beings how to abandon non-virtue. This determination is bodhicitta. We then meditate on this determination continually until we maintain our determination day and night without ever forgetting it. It becomes effortless for us. It's all we think about. How living beings are bound by the chains of karma. We see that everywhere. We feel that they're bound. It's not a wonder they're engaging in non-virtue. They're bound by the chains of non-virtue so hard to release. I will release them through attaining enlightenment. And the supreme good heart is generated in our mind. Our mind transforms into the most precious good heart. it fulfills all our own and others' wishes. It solves all problems, bodhicitta. And we hold this determination without distraction. Geshe-la says, we engage in this meditation continually. Geshe-la says on the next page, the meaning of these explanations of the contemplations and meditations on both renunciation and bodhicitta is very clear. However, our normal problem is that our understanding remains only intellectual and does not touch our hearts. And because of this, we achieve nothing. So this is like our kind doctor analyzing. What's the matter with our Dharma progress? So Geshe-la says, through what we really need. So can each one of us think this is an instruction for me? It's personal advice from Geshe-la's heart. What we really need is to gain deep experience of these contemplations and meditations. That's what we're lacking, deep experience. That will only come through familiarity, practice, which comes through our wish, which comes through our faith. Through this, we need to change our mind, first into renunciation, then into cherishing love for all living beings, then into compassion for all living beings, and then into bodhicitta. This is the advice from Jason Kappa's heart.